Hello and welcome to another e-course from Dennis Wing. Today's topic is on phrasing, okay? Basically, this is a very important topic because anyone can learn scales, but can you take your scale and make music out of it, you know? So my students ask me, how can I organize my notes and have it sound musical? Well, that's an excellent question, one that you can continuously develop your skills in that particular area for the rest of your life. But I'm going to get you way started on the right track with this audio session. There's a lot to cover, so get ready, okay? The first thing is, this is going to sound obvious, but I've seen it over and over in the lessons. Students do not know their scales, okay? So the first thing we're going to do, and I highly recommend you do it with me, if you think that, oh, I know this already, well, I'll bet you 8 out of 10 of you do not know it as well as you should know it. Because whenever I start to talk about phrasing, I realize the students are tripping over themselves in terms of the scales. So I want to make sure we have a pentatonic. We're going to do a pentatonic today. If you know your major scales, that's fine. But we're going to make it super easy and just do an A minor pentatonic scale, a scale everyone knows. We're going to do all 5 positions, okay? Typically, you wouldn't be listening to this unless you knew all 5 positions, but I highly recommend you do this little warm-up with me. And this is the way you should practice. I've taught this so many times, and it should be always with whatever shape you're in. We're going to play from the lowest root all the way up and all the way back and stop at the root we began on. So we're at a tempo of 80, and the right hand, the picking hand, should be alternate picking, okay? So meaning it's down, up, down, up, okay? So we're going to start at the 5th fret, key of A, A minor. The first note is 6th string, 5th fret, and we're in that position. So we're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, down, up, down, up, down. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. If you can't do that at tempo 80, pause the tape, the recording here, and get your metronome out and play it. Now we're going to do 8th notes at same scale. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and... Every time the metronome clicks, your pick is picking the note down. In between, it's going up. So 1 and... down, up, down, up, down, up, etc. Okay, if you can't do that, it doesn't have to be at 80. It could be at 60 or 50 or 40. It doesn't matter. Or, 200. It really doesn't matter. It just matters that you can do it, and you can do it without stopping, and you can do it right, and you can do it relaxed. Okay? So that's the first position. To get to the next shape, by the way, there's 3 roots in that position. They're on strings 6, string 4, fret 7, and string 1, fret 5. Those are our 3 roots. We connect to the next shape via the root that's highest up the fretboard, namely the one on string 4, fret 7. So we'll put finger 1 there, and that takes us to the next shape. We're going to play quarter notes. 1, 2, 3, 4. And it's down, up, down, up, down, up. I started and stopped on the root we began, the lowest root for that fingering. We still played all the way up that fingering and all the way down that fingering, but then we came back to the root we started on. That's the way I insist you do it. And I've explained probably this to you in lessons, but this comes from the caged system, which I only learned when I only even read about when I was like in my, mid-20s or late 20s. And I thought to myself, wow, if someone had shown me that 10 years ago, I could have saved so much time. And so I'm not going to get into the cage system on this right now, but this is how we practice it. There are 2 roots in that fingering. Oh, we didn't do 8th notes, so here's 8th notes in that same fingering. So Down, up, down, up. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and... Can't do that, pause it and do it. Don't even listen to the phrasing part until you get all these down. Like, no problem. All right, there are two roots there. The roots are on string 4, fret 7 that we saw already, and string 2, fret 10. Okay? You're going to connect via the higher of the two roots in position. This also happens to be the higher of the two roots in pitch in this particular case. Meaning, you're going to put finger 1 where pinky was, namely at fret 10, string number 2. Okay, but that's not the lowest root for that position. The position we're in now, the lowest root is on string 5, fret 12. So play both of those roots together. This is the C shape. Just for clarification, previously we started on the E shape, then we went to the D shape, and now we went to C shape. If you don't understand what that means, we can talk about that in the lesson. But those are the cage system shapes. What I'm getting at is we're going to now start on this position, finger number 3, string 5, fret 12. Too many numbers. All right? And we're going to do quarter notes. The picking pattern is down and up. So down, up, down, up. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, now eighth notes, it's down, up, down, up. 1 and 2, 3, 4, and. Two, three, okay. So now we take finger 1 and put it where the higher of the two roots up the fretboard is. So in other words, there's two roots in this position. One's lower in pitch at the 12th fret, but it's higher up the fretboard. That's the one we're going to connect to. So when I say the higher of the two roots, I mean by position, not by pitch. So therefore, your first finger is now at the 5th string, 12th fret. Yes. And there are two roots in that position. The other one is at the 3rd string, 14th fret. Okay. And I'm going to start it with quarter notes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. And now eighth notes. Down, up, down, up. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. So now, I'm on an acoustic guitar, and I could continue to the next position by putting 1 on the 14th fret, string 3, but the air is getting a little thin up here, and my nose is going to start bleeding in a second, haha. So instead, I'm going to go down an octave. Everything repeats at the 12th fret, so if you have a note, this note is on the 14th fret, 3rd string, it's the same as 2nd fret, 4th string, 3rd string, because of the 12th fret difference. So 14th fret, 3rd string is the same as 2nd fret, 3rd string. Sorry, I can't talk today. So I'm at 2nd fret, 3rd string, and there's three roots in this position. This is the G shape. One is at string 6, fret 5. The other one is the one we had, 2nd fret, 3rd string. And one is at string 1, fret 5. So play those three roots. We're going to do that position in quarter notes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Down. down up picking. And then the next eighth notes is gonna be one and two, down up, down up. Okay, now we've done all five positions. Okay, and if we take the three roots that we just played, string 6, fret 5, string 3, fret 2, and string 1, fret 5. We take the highest in position of those. Let's do the 6th string, 5th fret. We're back where we started. So there are five positions. You need to have those down. If you need to take another, you know, few days or a week or a month or a year or 10 years to master those before you get into the phrasing, don't take 10 years. Don't even take 10 months. Just take a few days and get them down, these pentatonics, okay? Because they're all you need. For soloing, you know, you use, for in rock music and mostly in jazz too, you use pentatonics and you use major scales. And you can get by with just the pentatonics, no major scales, you know? So they're huge and you gotta know them. And so I find, you know, I'm making a big deal out of this is because you really don't need a teacher to review those with, you know, to master those. You can do those on your own. There's no, I gave you the sheet on it, you know, it's all, you know, it's like guitar scales 101, and I gave you the easiest key, A, you know. So there's no excuse for not knowing those. Now, once we get into mastering those, once you've mastered those scales, and you can hopefully play them in any key, now we can talk about how to do some phrasing. So I'm going to go on to the next bit.